15 Monday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Spirit blessed, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress, I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the wind? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape, A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Listen, my people, I will speak. I am God, your God. A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 18. Ahab went to meet Elijah. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is it you, you troubler of Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals. Now therefore, send and gather all Israel to me at Mount Carmel, and the 450 prophets of Baal, and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab went to all the people of Israel and gathered the prophets together at Mount Carmel. And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." And the people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, "I, even I only, am left as a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let two bulls be given to us, and let them choose one bull for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire to it. And I will prepare the other bull, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire to it. And you shall call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God." And all the people answered, "It is well spoken." Then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose for yourselves one bull, and prepare it first, for you are many. And call on the name of your God, but put no fire to it." And they took the bull, which was given them, and they prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they limped about the altar which they had made. And at noon Elijah mocked them, saying, "Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is musing, or he has gone aside, or he is on a journey. Or perhaps he is asleep and must be wakened." And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out upon them. And as midday passed, they raved on till the time of the offering of the oblation. But there was no voice, no one answered, no one heeded. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been thrown down. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill 4 jars with water, and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." And he said, "Do it a second time." And they did it a second time. And he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it a third time. And the water ran about the altar, and filled the trench also with the water. And at the time of the offering of the oblation, Elijah the prophet came near and said, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. And Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. And they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and killed them there. Responsory from the first book of Kings, chapter 18. Elijah came near to all the people and said, How long will you go limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. If the Lord is God, follow him. A reading from the Treatise of St. Ambrose on the Mysteries. What did you see in the baptistry? Water, certainly, but not just that. You saw the Levites ministering there, and the high priest asking questions and blessing. First of all, the Apostle taught you that we should not consider those things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are transient, but the things which are unseen are eternal. You read elsewhere also that since the creation of the world, the invisible things of God are understood through the things which have been made, and that his eternal power also, and his divinity, are valued through his works. That is why the Lord himself says, If you do not believe me, believe at least my works. Believe then that the divinity is present there. You believe in the working, do you not believe in the presence? How would the working follow, unless the presence preceded? Consider how ancient this mystery is, prefigured even in the origin of the world itself. In the very beginning, when God made heaven and earth, we are told that the Spirit was moving over the face of the waters. He was moving upon the waters. Was he not working upon them? You must know that he was working in the making of the world, since the prophet says, By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their might by the breath of his mouth. Each statement rests upon the testimony of a prophet, that he was moving, and that he was working. Moses says that he was moving, David testifies that he was working. Listen to another testimony. All flesh was corrupt because of its sins. Quote, My spirit, says God, shall not remain in man, for he is flesh. End of quote. God shows here that the grace of the Spirit is turned away by carnal impurity and the pollution of serious sin. And so, wishing to restore what had been given, God sent the flood and bade the righteous man, Noah, enter the ark. As the flood was going down, he first sent out a raven and then a dove, which, we are told, returned with an olive twig. You see the water, you see the wood, you see the dove. Do you have doubts about the mystery? This is the water in which the natural man is plunged and all his sins are washed away. All wickedness is buried there. This is the wood on which the Lord Jesus was nailed when he suffered for us. This is the dove in the form of which the Holy Spirit descended, as you have learnt in the New Testament, who inspires in you peace of soul and tranquility of mind. Responsory from Isaiah 44. I will pour out water on the thirsty soil, streams on dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants, and they shall grow like poplars by running streams. The water that I shall give you will turn into a spring, welling up to eternal life. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants, and they shall grow like poplars by running streams. Let us pray. God and Father, to those who go astray, you reveal the light of your truth and enable them to return to the right path. Grant that all who have received the grace of baptism may strive to be worthy of their Christian calling and reject everything opposed to it. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.